White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said today that the Trump administration is determined to make China play by the rules of international trade.
You know how you get from here to there? You kick some butt. You kick some butt.
That's not the kind of dry, technocratic language one usually associates with trade talks, but it's another example of how President Trump has turned international commerce into a highly unusual spectator sport. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The next big matchup in the U.S.-China trade tussle is expected to be a face-off between President Trump and his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping. No formal meeting's been scheduled yet, but there's been plenty of buildup for the expected showdown at the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, a week from Saturday. You could almost imagine a TV promotion.
Saturday, Saturday, Saturday. Be ready for an epic pounding.
It's another high-stakes showcase, this Taka in Osaka, for a president who's managed to turn trade talks into must-see television. Less WTO, more WWE, complete with heroes, villains, plot twists, and plenty of trash talk.
Fight fans, are you ready?
Earlier this week, Trump declared that China, quote, ate the United States alive economically before he took office. The president's retaliated with steep tariffs on Chinese imports, and he's threatened to go further if China won't throw in the towel.
China wants to make a deal very badly. It's me right now that's holding up the deal.
Like last week's tariff battle with Mexico, the showdown with China has kept the president on the front page, sent shockwaves through the stock market, and turned dusty rules of international commerce into a hot topic around the dinner table.
There'll be no shortage of conversations in the early summer barbecues, boy, with people looking at their portfolios.
Dartmouth economist Matthew Slaughter, who served in the George W. Bush White House, says Trump has managed to put trade front and center in the national conversation. And because the president himself is such a polarizing figure, he's managed to scramble the usual partisan cheering sections. Some Republicans are now defending tariffs and other protectionist measures, while some Democrats are pushing in the opposite direction.
There's some Democrats who are now saying, boy, we need to be careful on levying these new trade barriers and we need to worry about trade wars. The president and his policies are starting to muddy those waters again.
A Quinnipiac poll last month found more than half of all Americans disapprove of the president's handling of trade, while just 39% approve. That poll was taken about a week after talks between the U.S. and China broke down, and Trump boosted tariffs on some $250 billion worth of Chinese imports.
Right now, China is paying us billions and billions of dollars. They never gave us 10 cents.
Never mind that most economists say those tariffs are largely paid by American businesses and consumers, or that China has raised tariffs of its own on U.S. exports. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow talked about the standoff today at a pro-trade think tank here in Washington. Kudlow calls himself a free trader, but says he's come around to the president's view that tariffs can be a useful economic weapon.
It's a negotiating tool, but it's not a bluff. As you've seen, he will actually execute or implement tariffs.
A member of the audience asked Kudlow, what happens if Trump's tariffs don't deliver a knockout punch? What if, instead, the two sides settle into a costly rope-a-dope trade war? Kudlow didn't have a ready answer for that. A senior fellow at the think tank observed that for much of the last century, the U.S. has gone largely unchallenged in the global ring. In China, it's finally facing another economic heavyweight. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.